Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are looking at schools opening across the country today amid cash shortages and a plethora of other challenges facing the education sector. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on Facebook, of course, as you would know by now, at VOA Live Talk, as well as on our websites. That's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com. Schools opened across the country for the third and final term today, with many parents failing to pay fees for their children, primarily because they could not access cash in the banks. On the other hand, teachers continue to complain about the implementation of the new curriculum for primary and secondary schools, calling it haphazard. We will be joined shortly by teachers' union leaders to explain their concerns. And, of course, we will also be hearing from students. Lichona njani, zuluganda ba ikutibana uhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke isiqokoqela sendaba odaba olukhulu esikhuluma ngalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo. Lizakhumbula ukubana bahambile ke abantwana ezikolo lamhlanje abama-boarding ngelethemba bahambe namuhla, abanye bahambe izolo. Kodwa kukhona ukuthi abanye abazali bayakhala ngemali yama-school fees, bathi imali kayibambeki emabhanga, njengobana lisazi ukubana kulo dubo lokusilela kwemali elizweni. Ngakho abanye bathi kabayenelisanga ukubhadalela abantwana babo imali yemfundo. Kanti ke le nhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni ibika ukubana abanye abantwana baxotshiwe lamhlanje, bafike baphenduswa ezikolo ngoba bengakabhadali imali yamafizi. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Sizaphatha njalo udaba lwe-curriculum entsha ezikolo zama-secondary le-primary. Ababalisi bakhala bathi i-implementation yakhona, ukuhlelwa kwakhona akuhambi kuhle, kanti i-government yona uhulumende uthi usedinge ababalisi abazafundisa ama-subjects amatsha abuya ephansi kwe-new curriculum le abafika 2,300. Yibo ke ababalisi uhulumende athi usebaqhatshile, baqalile nje umsebenzi lamhlanje befundisa ikakhulu ama-subjects amatsha abuya le curriculum entsha. Yilo udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje. Kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Vabereki, magona here ekuwanira vana mari yemaschool fees? Vakawanda venyu vatambotaura navo, uyezve vatumira mashoko pano paStudio 7. Muri kuchema-chema nekuti hapana mari mumabhanga. Naizvozvo hamuna kunge muchikwanisa kuwana mari dzekubhadharira vana venyu kuzvikoro. Sangano rinomirira varairidzi vekumareserva re Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ri kutaura iro kuti kutsvagiridzo ya raita yaratidza kuti pane vana vakawanda vadzingwa kuzvikoro nhasi nenyaya yema school fees iyi saka ndiyo nyaya iri mugango ya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi. And let me welcome our first guest tonight. That's Obet Masaraure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Obet, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Good evening, listeners.
Let's dive straight into the topic. Obet, you released a statement earlier today talking about, pupils being turned away from schools today because they had not paid school fees. Can you elaborate on that? How widespread was this problem?
Okay, it is a countrywide issue. I think the SDCs across the country, they now have a new immunity they acquired after obviously spending a lot of money for an all-heads conference that was held recently with borrowed money, especially when headmasters were forced to use their own money to fund for the Dogora convened process. And now, to try to recoup those funds, SDCs are now demanding fees payment upfront before learners can be admitted into school premises. It is, I have reports from Manicaland, where in one school in Wonde, only 12 learners could be accommodated on the school premises out of the 340 enrolled. The total enrollment of that school. I have a report from Masimbo in Bikita East, where I was told that in one class there were only 3 learners out of a possible 40 learners. It was the rest could not be admitted because they could not pay the fees. So basically, the right to education for the learners is now being violated, and I don't see the government being able to do anything about it because they initiated the crisis. They forced the headmasters to spend their money funding in OAS conference, and these headmasters are claiming that they want their money back, and they are working in cahoots with the SDCs to try to force learners to pay something up front because they would be admitted into classes.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Masaraure, as I welcome our second guest, that's educationist Ubabutandeko Zintimkandla. Good evening, Mr. Mkandla, and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you, Ntunga, and thank you to the listeners and the call.
You are in Gwanda. Tell us what was the situation like today there. We hear, of children being turned away at some schools elsewhere in the country. What did you observe in Gwanda?
Well, generally, it's the norm, it's the trend, both nationwide, that in the opening day of schools, the heads of schools or the SDCs or SDAs will be hard-pressed to cover up for their expenses. Hence, they'll be sending people back home to remind the parents that they have an obligation to pay fees. It's a nationwide thing. It cannot be said to be limited only one specific geographical location. It's just nationwide. Of course, not all schools do it, but the majority of the schools, they do it so that the people remind the parents of their obligations to the education of their children.
Kodwa umphathi ntambo wezemfundo kumbe ngithi uhulumende baba Mkandla se uhlala ekhuluma nje sithi kubana akula mntwana omela xotshwe esikolo ngenxa ye school fees ngenxa yembadalo ukuzuke kuhambe njani lapha nxa uhulumende eyakhuluma okunye kodwa abezikolo bona batholakale besenza esingathi opposite okwehlukeneyo kulaloko okukhulunywa uhulumende.
sakela njani Ntunga liqiniso sibili ukuthi uhulumende lo uyakhuluma kungakhulumayo njengoba nje vele ehlala ekhuluma lezinto ezibambene labantu angikholwa mina njalo angiboni ukuthi kuyintando yabaphathi bezikolo ukuthi abantwana babuyiselwe ngekhaya mna ngikuthatha njengokuthi ngabantwana bayakhumbuza abazali lelo bala lokuthi lokuxotha angikholwa ukuthi yilo ngoba akujuli phumane kambani kuyabe kuthiwa hambani bekhumbuza abazali ukuthi balo mlando ubana babhadale ifees yebo kambe uhulumende angatho njalo athi abantwana kumelanga baxotshwe kumbe babuyiselwe emuva ngoba kuqala kwakungcono ngoba kwakulakodwa igranti eyayiphiwa izikolo kusukile primary kusesecondary ukhangela ukuthi abantwana bangaki uhulumende abe sephosele okuncane ukuncedisa izikolo kundleko lezi eziyabe zikhona manje pholo mthombo wathi anitolontolo ngesikhalanga khathesi uthi izikolo zenzeni benze njani ngobana uhulumende vele ngasela ndlela kumbe asela ncedo alunika izikolo akwazi ukukhuluma efaka imithetho eminye engelangqondo eyenza ukuthi ekugcineni kube sengathi izikolo labazali bayaxabana uhulumende nguyohlulekayo ukuthi ngabe uyanika abantwana lokhuyana okwakuphuma kuqala isikolo ngesikolo ngeqiniso kula mphathi wesikolo ongabuyisela abantwana nxa engabe ethola ingcosana evela kuhulumende.
Mhm. Siyabonga baba uMkandla aqhubeka ubambile khonapho ke mbuyele kuma Saraure. Ngoma ma Saraure ma taura mu statement ya ma burisa nasi muri kuti imimi province ye ma Thebeleland North ndiyo ya wanikwa ichita vana va shoma vaenda kuchikoro nasi pane zvikonzero zvamanzwa here.
Ndinotenda zvikonzero zvizhinji zvatiri kunzwa ndezvekushayikwa kweupfumi kuti vabereki vatumire vana kuzvikoro ikoko nekuti pane mashoko atati tichitambira yanga achiratidza kuti upfumi hwekunzvimbo iyoyo vanhu vari kutotambura kuunganidzawo mari dzekuti vatoraramawo sevanhu saka vanenge vachizoti upfumi ushoma hwavainawo kuti vazobvisawo mwainzi vanhu vakuchikoro zvinenge zvichivaremera saka mari nyaya zhinji yanga iri panyaya yekushayikwa kwemari yekuti vana vaende yekuzvikoro kwacho asi tanzwawozve imwe nyaya yevabereki vari kuratidza kuona kunge zvedzidzo zvisisina direction kana zvisisina kwana zvakwazviri kuenda zvazvobatsira vana vavo vachiratidza kutitsumwa nenyaya yekuti dzidzo yavo inenge iri kungobva kuHarare ichingoimbozwa kwavari isinei nezvimwe zvavanenge vachitarisira kwavari zvekuti havachina yandingati havachina motivation yekuti vana vacho vanyanyoende kuzvikoro zvekuti kuenda kwevana rangowo chekuti ndokuti mwana anokurirako asi hazvisiri zvekare zvekuti vanhu vaishingirira nepese pavaigona kuti dai vana vakwanisa kuti vadi vaende kuchikoro asi chimwe chikuru zvechazonyanyo tikashamadza pandataura neumwe mudzidzisi aripo anga achitaura iye vachiti pachikoro chavari ivo vana vavo vazhinji vari pabhim inoyegavenment inoita kuti vana ava vange vachidzidza mahara zvokuti nyaya yemari haingazove dambudziko kwavari asi vari kuchema vachiti bhimu yachona ringori zita nekuti hurumende yacho inenge isingauyise mari yekuti vana havadzidze zvokuzoitawo kuti kana vachita vacho vachizenge vauya nguva zhinji vari kuzoshaya zvikwanisiro zvekuti vange vachivadzidzisa zvokuzoitawo kuti maybe nyaya yacho yedzidzo ingove yedambi zvekuti panoshaya munhu anongaite shungu nayo vanozozimara vangosiyana nazvo nekuti hakuna kudzidziswa kwakati chikiti kunenge kuchiitwa vana zvekuti vangange vanongona kungogara kumba kana kungoya umwe musi kana vadavo.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Masaraure. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uRobo Svanda. Kunjani mtawini baba?
Hayi, ngiyaphila Ntunga, linjani lina?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, napa kuhle kodwa hey uhlupho lolo elikhuluma ngalo uhlupho lwemali abantwana bezikolo bayasikhathaza.
Yeba kithi bakuhambile ina bakho batholele imali yempatala.
Imali ihluphile sibili ngitshone ngisesenta ngizama ukudinga wona imali kayitholakala.
Esenta ngaphi khonapho kobulawayo?
Uye ngapha ku-Eco Cash bakutshela ukuthi bhadala ama $2, $3 uthole imali engange $50. Njalo leyo mali iyahlupha ukutholakala. Njengathi thina abazali sesifanana nokuthi sesiphakathi kwembokodo lelide. Okuyikuthi okubuhlungu ngoba umntwana ukhala ngathi abazali. Kuzothi amateacher bakhala ngathi abazali. Okungazathi thina yithi esilecala kanti lolu hlupho ludalwe lilizwe.
Mhm. Kundaba ye iko keshi konapho Spanda akungichazisele kuhle. Ngiphe umzekeliso asithi ifees yomntwana yi $50. Nxa ubhadala nge-econet, nge-eco cash, baya befuna ubhadala imalini. Ngizokhuluma nge-$2. Kuyamele uyengeze ibe yi $52. Kuyama njani kona?
Uhlupho ezikolo zethu abakabi layo imitshina yabo leyo kuswayipa leyo. Layona leyo iinumber zo eco cash abalazo, bathi bafuna i-cash. Right, i-cash ususuya kuma iko cash ngale abalazo imali zakhona. Bakutshela khona, imali iyahlupha, so nxa ufuna sikuphe imali engange $50. $3. So fanele ukuthi suthenga imali leyana. Yilo uhlupho esihlangana nalo. Ngapha esikolo bayakhala sithi bathi sifuna i-cash. Njalo sokunzima ngoba u-head sesithi noma 50 cents ngani.
Yeba kithi abakho bangaka abayesikolo mtawini?
Mina abam abayesikolo sengiloyedwa kodwa ngilabazukulu abangu-4.
Bonke ukababhadalela.
Okuyikuthi hayi abanye sengibabhadalele sibili sokusele ababili.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga mtawini baba silethembu za uza ithola imali babhatalela abazukulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ntunga. Sizosonke njalo kusasa lo manini.
Hayi kakhulu siyabonga uqhubeke la usithinta sizokwenzakala.
Hayi kuhle.
Mm-hmm. That's our listener there, Rob Spanda Ngumtawini. Mkoma masaraure, manzo amterera rikutaura apa, variku chema, nenyaya kuti iko cash, panenge pa vachi vuma kuti ubadara, ni iko cash, vanowani kwa vachiti, you know, pay more. Zvizvo hamuri kuonawo kuzvikoro zvenyu izvozvo zvikuru sei kuma reserva yavapo here iko geshi
nyaya yekushayikwa kwemari yakonzera matambudziko akawanda pakubhadhara zvikoro zvizhinji hazvina facility yeiko geshi yekuti vana vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara zvikoro zvizhinji hazvina facility yemaswipe zvikoro zvizhinji zviri kutoti kuti kana kwaitwa mabank transfer chaiwo vaakuramba kuti mwana apinde akabata bepa rinoratidza kuti aite bank transfer vachiti tichamirira kuti titange taona kuti maakaunti macho yakazosvika here vachichema vachiti tine matambudziko ekuti pamwe pakanzi paitiwa matransfer tozoona ringori bepa rakadhindwa asi transfer yachona isina kuzoefektiwa kune vamwe vabereki vari kunamisha vaakumanikidzwa kuenda kunotenga mari kuti kana uchinge uine iko cash uchida kuti uwane $50 unonge uchibhadhara 25% pamusoro woipiwa iri mapepa anobatika emabond notes kuti ukwanise kuzonobhadhara kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa kunenge kusina kusina mafacilities iwayo saka tichitarisa mwana anenge achifanirwa kuti atabhadhare $15 kana akanzi abhadhare mari yacho yaakuita zvekunotengwa munhu akwira bhazi kuenda kunotenda mari mari yacho inotozobhadharwa yaakutosvika $50 zichitarisa nenyaya dzetransport kuti vanhu vafambe vachienda kunototengeswa mari yacho saka idambudziko.
We have lost Obet Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. However, we will be reconnecting with him shortly. Coming back to you, Mr. Gandla, I know you have your own concerns about the state of our education. What are your main concerns and how should they be addressed in your view?
My main concern as of the moment is the new curriculum, excluding the economic hardships that we're talking about. I believe this new curriculum is adding to the wars that the whole system is facing. It's a new curriculum that seems not well thought out, not well planned before, just forced it down the throat of the nation. Because there are no qualified personnel to implement it. And what is even worse, there are so many new subjects that have been added to the curriculum as if the learning day will be extended to more than what it can take. For example, FAB is in grade 3. He needs 15 exercise books for first 15 subjects. I think from an educationist point of view, that is rather too much for a young child to take. If at the university and other tertiary institutions, people concentrate on one or two subjects, and which gives them a hard time, never mind that is a high level of education, what of those 15 subjects is such a confusing and confused situation that some of us are very much worried. What is it real that the minister and his minister and the government at large think they are going to achieve? That is my biggest worry. I think this new curriculum should have been introduced piecemeal over a period of about 5 years to see whether it works or it doesn't. And add this problem of the curriculum to the economic hardships that everyone is talking about, you have really a cocktail of disaster that is going to affect the education of this nation for many, many, many years to come. If it wanted to think like a caring government, they should have suspended this new curriculum until things stabilize in the country.
Babumkandla kodwa uhulumende ukhulume ngodaba lokuthi kulaba abalisa abaqualified abalolwazi abalekhono lokuthi bengafundisa abantwana kuma ama subjects ona lawa amatsha abuya le curriculum entsha. Kodwa uhulumende ubike lamhlanje ukuthi useqhathe ababalisa bangu 2300 abaqualified ukuthi bafundise ama-subjects ona lawo amatsha izifundo zonezo ezintsha. Kakukusuthisi lokho?
Ngitsho la kancane, kuyini inkulungwane ezimbili amakhulu amathathu elizweni elingaka? Baqeqesha ngaphi labo bantu singazange sibabone besemakolitshini? Bayenela yini izikolo zonke? Mina kangaboni ngitsho lo yedwa kulezi zikolo engizaziyo kulabo babalisa ukuthiwa bakhona. Bangaphi? Baqeqesha nini? Baqeda nini izifundo zabo? Thathela ukuthi laba sebekhona. Njengoba ngisitsho, kuyini 2000 ilizwe lonke leli bangenela yini? Bonabo balutshwane kakhulu. Yikukhuluma nje ukuthi bafuna ukugida bezicakezela laba bantu abakuhulumende. Kakula lutho. Yiko ngabe kuphiwe isikhathi abaphuma baba banengi bagcwala indawana yonke le. Uzafika ukuthi bonabo engxenye okuthiwa sebeqeqeshile bayafundisa, bafundisa ezikolweni ezikhethiweyo ezivele ziphezulu. Ngapha ngaphansi akula lutho Nkomo labalaleli. Angikwazi ukuthi ukhona yini owasinika amanani ala lezikolo abakuzo. Sibe sesikhangela le nani lezikolo ezikhona elizweni lonke lezifundo zona lezi ukuthi kufuneka ababalisi abangaki. Lokhu lithonsi elwandle akuyindawo yikho kumele ngabakwenza benza lokho kuthiwa yi-pre-trial ye-new curriculum basebenze bona labo matisha bengakayilethi ebantwini hayi khona ukuqalisa nge-curriculum entsha babe sebeletha abantu gogogo akusebenzi.
Aha, siyabonga baba Mkandla, ngiyazi kukhona lapho ufuna ukugijimela khona. Siyabonga kakhulu baba ngokuba lati kuhlelo. We really appreciate.
Thank you Ngomo. Kodwa bendithanda ukuthi ngingakasuki abantu indaba lezikolo bangayikhangeli beyibeka yodwa lolu ludubo lezokuma kubi komnotho welizwe. Yebo namhla izikolo zivuliwe kodwa udubo lokuswelakala kwemali ngolelizwe lonke ezibhedlela kuzalo ezikolo kunjalo amabhasi lani kunjalo udubo lolu asoze luphele ngaphandle kokuthi ulungise umnotho welizwe abantu bazuze imali. Bengithi mina labona baba ngakhunabo eco case lani lani lama-bank transfers owenze eco case ngole mali owenza i-bank transfer ngole mali ongelalutho uzatransferani vele ngakulalutho udube yikuthi ilizwe seligcwele ubuyanga obunukayo.
Aha, well said there again. Thank you very much Mr. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, educationist. Lingatinwa la kusasa baba.
Siyabonga, it has been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you there to Mr. Mkandla. Unfortunately, we have to release him because he's rushing somewhere else. But Mr. Masaraure is back. But before I cross over to him, ngithathe umlaleli lapha uFreedom ose Harare. Kunjani ba?
Inkona ba.
Yeah, izwili indaba singenele kuhlelo Freedom.
Yeah, hayi indaba ngizile lapha silohlupho olukhona olukhulu kakhulu lapha eZimbabwe. Uhlupho lolasazi ukuthi singaluqeda ngani. Izikhulu fizi lapha lati ziyasandela mina ngilabantwana abangu-8 abafundayo. Kathethi ukuthi ngibabhadalele njani, angazi ukuthi ngibabhadalela njani. Kuthiwa imali ziyalo ukuphuma kwanjena i-bond note leli, asiboni thina ukuthi ukuhamba njani kuleli lizwe.
Bangu-8 abakho Freedom, bakuliphi izinga, base-primary, base-secondary kumbe baxubene nje?
Bonke base-primary, abanye ngabazukulu, abantwana babodadewethu bahleli lapha ekhaya kodwa bakhangele mina.
Aha, wena lisukubhadalela bangaki so far?
Okathesi vele angingabhadaleli muntu ngoba isikolo engibafundisa kiso laso sikhala ngemthina yena leyo ukuthi abakwanisi ukusayipha. Ngikhuluma nginje ngumbalisi la mmelele ukuhulumende kodwa imali angiyiboni.
Yebakithi, so ungumbalisi you have to deal with i-problem yokungabhadalwa kuhle, ubuye ube le problem futhi yokuthi ngaleso sizathu kawenelisi ukubhadalela abantu abakho esikolo labazukulu plus imali vele kayitholakali emabhange.
Lokhu yindaba enzima kakhulu engikhathazayo ukuthi angazi ukuthi kambe umphakathi lozulu wonke ukuthi singenza njani ukuze siqede lolu suku.
Ngokubona kwakho kwenziwe njani mnumzana?
Mina ngiphelelwe ngimadolo nzima, angazi ngikhangele khona phezulu iziphathamandla ukuthi kambe kungenziwa njani.
Hayi siyabonga, but njengokutsho kukababa uMkandla msho ubulalele. Mr. Mkandla said, and I agree with him, the problems bedeviling the education sector are a reflection of the national crisis that we have as a country. And the answer really, the solution to those problems might be political. If you are not happy with what's happening, maybe it's time for you to go and register to vote. And vote out the government But if you are happy with what's happening, maybe you should register too and vote for the status quo. Is that simple? Angiti kunjalo, Freedom.
Hayi kunjalo kona baba ngunkomo anti
ngunkomo ba
hayi kunjalo kona hayi kona kunjalo kodwa ke lanxa sikuma ikhokheshi lapha sihlangana lolunye uhlupho lokuthi nxa kuyikuthi ufuna $50 uzokuthiwa hayi thatha $46 thina usithiyele $4 lapha ngenye inkinga futhi esihlangana layo naleyo elizweni lethu angazi ukuthi vele singenza njani.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. $4 yonke le, that's a lot of money in a country like Zimbabwe. Even here in the United States, ingaphuma nje $4 ku account, you feel it ukuthi ah, ilokuzeni bengile imali ethe xaxa lapha na si shota nge $4. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, ayikona yiko ngomo, ayiluhluphe silalo lapha eZimbabwe.
Yebakithi, hayi kuzalunga, silethemba le mali yefizo zayithola abantwana labazukulu bahambe esikolo mnumzana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Nkomo, kwazo phezulu.
Mm-hmm, hayi kuzalunga, siyabonga lathi. Freedom, that's our listener there calling us from Harare. Freedom is a teacher. He's a parent too. He has 8 kids. He's on plaza abantwana babota tewabo abazukulu. He says so far he hasn't been able to get any school fees for them. He complains about being underpaid. Then you have all these children that you have to take care of. And under the circumstances, you cannot. Coming back to you, Mr. Masaraure, the government says it has recruited 2,300 teachers. That's 2,300, according to the ZBC today. Who will be teaching the new subjects under the controversial new curriculum? Is that not enough? You guys always complain about this new curriculum, and the government has now responded with these qualified teachers. Do you have any case anymore against the new curriculum?
To begin with, Momo, that is a lie. The 2,300 teachers are not coming in to teach the new curriculum only. The bulk of them are replacements for teachers who had their contracts terminated or who left the profession because there was a freeze of employment and they were not being replaced. So they didn't say they had a big backlog and they just did try to fill some gaps. But obviously, coming to the idea of sending deployed teachers to teach the new curriculum, we would just say this is a serious case where the nation is now being forced to fund the whole process of trying to massage the ego of one Comrade Lazarus Dokora, because looking at it, the new subject that is alluding to has nothing to do with the contextual realities of our country, has nothing to do, they will not help us in any way as a country to solve the crisis that is bedeviling our country. We would have expected investment in other areas of our economy. The 2,300 teachers, well, the bulk of them are forget filling for teachers that they've already left. And if we are going to be deploying a couple of teachers who will be teaching drama and stuff in those schools, that will not help us. And obviously, they are also truly true. So we are looking at a scenario where we had the shambolic process of trying to implement a hurriedly prepared curriculum, which is also flawed and is not compatible with our needs as a country. And we are now using the little resources that we have. We are pouring them down the drain just to massage the ego of Lazarus Dokora. What is really needed at the moment in the country is serious education planning, where we have people must be sitting down and really designing a good curriculum for the country, trying to find ways of funding it, and the implementation must also be systematic. problematic. It must not be a hurried thing, obviously, when people are trying to just get recognition to be seen to be doing something when, in actual fact, they are not doing anything. When people are really trying to stampede before, it's trying to dramatize before the elections which are coming around. They want to fool the whole nation that something is being done. But we are on the ground. We know those 2,300 teachers, the bulk of them are extremely forgetful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, there, Mkoma. Obet Masaraure, please do stay on the line. Timbo Indagu, South Africa. Timbo Tora, Mkoma Mambuma. Magadi Mkoma wangu.
Dufara Mkoma Mtunga, Morisego.
Ah, Dribo, Gurisego, Jonuku.
Ah, Ngo tatarika, kuno.
Ah, Vichanaga, Mainzo, Nyairi, Mugango, Mama, Wanere, Ma, School Fees.
Ah, Saka, Oma, Mkoma wangu, hey. Upenyo wajo, urumende ya nizuti nda kupapa nushara kustapa extendi ipicha siya. Na amu cha chayo ya wada kukonzeresa mnika kustapa kusada kubuma kutindyo sunusaka. Zino kosha mkoma kutimunu, aliku tambura, kana jenori kuno nyanga aliku mbuya, aliku achenda mbuya, kubanga, kuna kuti, langa badara, kufizi, mso kutanga, hiriyo vajitosha oma, hiriyo kuti barara meo zirinani. No bad, I'm Gomas. No bad, that's the guy to be you to even Maria Munigamuna. In and blame you, I'm going to blame our men, but I know to remain to Konewa. Now, I don't know about your education systems in that way. And only Jarumoko, but I've been done. That's an agate, Maya, can you get your shakai for Numun and the minutes of education?
As you are a good big one, Navam Gave and the very good goodness.
I was a big guy.
Aiwa, zvicha naka mukoma wangu tisarasa mbereko nekufirwa.
Ya, zvichazonaka kana patoya vamwe vanyuwani kwete ava varipo avahadi. Toda new blood is recycling of dead youth to tanyara nazvo zvinhu.
Aiwa, tozvinzwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Donald.
Mofarisa mukoma sister tenda ikokoko mawo.
Ndicham kwaziza.
Thanks, Mgoma.
Okay, thanks. That's our number one listener, the Donald Mambuma. And Mr. Masarore, please do stay on the line as I welcome Zinasu President Alistair Funye. Mr. Funye, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. We are doing good. Let's dive in. As universities and colleges, you guys opened some time 2 weeks ago. Secondary and primary schools opened today. We've been talking mainly about problems bedeviling the primary and secondary sector, but I know you have your own fair share of challenges and problems as colleges and universities. What are those challenges?
Thank you, my brother. I can refer it as scandalous because as students today, as we recently opened, were confronted by a situation that even our payment plans, for example, at MSU are being erased, introducing what the so-called loans, but these loans they don't even benefit all the majority of the students. They just cater for only students that have their parents as civil servants. And also the major problem, again, that we're facing as students at tertiary institution is the issue of accommodation. We are confronted by a situation that we are having double intakes, and having double intakes, those double intakes, they don't even accommodate all the students on campus. Henceforth, resulting to a situation where we witness female students being victimized by combi drivers so that they'll be able to be transported to school, being victimized by garden boy, referring to the incident at the University of Zimbabwe, where some female students are now residing with garden boys. We refer it as a type of accommodation. So these are one of the challenges that are confronting us as we open schools.
The Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and I must say, when it comes to issues, policy, politics, there is a lot of daylight between him and me. We differ a lot. I don't agree at all with, you know, what he stands for. He seems to me like a practical man, a problem solver. I've seen him dive in and solve problems for the benefit of his constituency, for the benefit of students, for the benefit of whoever will be needing help. Have you tried to engage him as students?
Yes, as the Zimbabwe National Students Union, last semester we submitted a 10-point plan to his office on how he can be able to improve the environment in our learning campuses, to improve the quality of education. I think they revised that book, that 10-point plan, and he's trying to use it as a party card when it comes to 2018, according to our analysis. But however, looking at the issues of grants, those same grants, they are being offered by companies like HLoan. They once engaged us as Zimbabwe National Students Union, but we saw that those loans are actually stealing much from the students and their parents, because at the end of the day, you find that the collateral that they want, some of the parents don't have. And also the percentage of interest in those loans is just too much to what is expected. Because we should also understand that education is not for sale. It's a right. A right is something that everyone must benefit from.
Please do stay on the line there, Alistair Funye, ZINASU President, and Masaraore. Please do stand by. Ngithathe umlaleli lapha uMagaya eSouth Africa. Kunjani Magaya?
Ngiyaphila baba, linjani khona ngapha eMelika?
Nayi siyaphila. Uyizwile indaba bahlawulelwe yini abantwana esikolo?
Ngicabanga njalo njengoba mina ngapha angizwanga bekhalakhala, kodwa-ke bangaze babe behlawulile. Kuyangihlupha kulaba abangahlawulanga, ngokuthi nxa ngisizwa isizathu, it's not ukuthi abazali bayehluleka, kukhona okwenza benganelisi ukubhadala. Mhlawumbe yikho kungikhathazayo ukuthi into enjalo ingalungisiswa njani ukuze abazali bangayihlupala ukubhadala abantwana esikolo ngendlela zokuthi uhulumende khona ukubancedisa.
Kulungisiswe njani pho khonapho, Magaya? Ngoba ayikho phela imali elizweni, emabhanga lapha iyasilela njengobani usazi la.
Well, angazi kumbe senizohlanganisa indaba ngokuthi sizama ukulungisisa. Uyabona ungahamba e-border lapha, mina ngiyacrossa almost every month and ngiziya eZimbabwe. Amadola lama tayini le mali ekhona manje, amadola le mali enye nale
ama-bond notes la sesile.
Ye, wona la ama-bond maningi kakhulu laphana, abafana bawabambile bayatshintsha. ukuthi why uhulumende akakwazi khona okuyini engazama ukuthi imali ingene emabhanga abanikazi abasebenzayo lapho ufuna ukuthi indaba bazithole khona akwazakalini baba.
Abakwazi ukuthi amabhondi agcwele eBotswana lase-South Africa khona ngapho, but bayakulungisisa njani? Awusoze ungene phela eBotswana uyebathathela abantu osiphatheleni bona babale abalamabhondi.
Ye, athi imizamo lani sengizama ukuthi mhlawumbe lesiphatha amandla ezikohulumende zingazizama lazo ukuthi hhayi ezinyimali madoda ndikazi zikhona ebantwini emabhoda lapha. Ezingazike bayenza imizamo angikwazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani ukuthi ufice ibhanga umsethi uleli khona eswele imali kodwa wona ungafika laphana ukuthatha imali efunayo ngesikhathi sonaleso. Mhlawumbe kudinga ukuthi ngabe kuyalungisiswa khonoko kuzisa ubuhlungu mhlawumbe umuntu ongahamba kambi angeke akubone khonoko.
Aliqiniso lelo Mnumzana Magaya, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo ba.
Ngiyabonga namhlanje bengisithi ngiyakhalala ngisaphinde ngiliphinde futhi alibabeki litholakala nzima kakhulu.
Ah sorry, sesizaqhubeka sikubamba baba. At times siyandelwa ngabalaleli babe baningi kakhulu kodwa hayi lifikile ithuba lakho namhlanje.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Bengicabanga ukuthi umsebenzi akhuluma lobaba uMkandla njengoba lami usuke kwanda but njengani usephumile kaseko kuhlelo.
Yeah, usuke wagijimela samwe ubaba uMkandla. Okay, siyabonga Magaya. Mr. Magaya there calling us from South Africa. Ndimbodzokera kwa muri mkoma masara urendi satinda inda kuna vapfunye. Muri kuti imimi mu statement yenyu and I quote, once again, we maintain our call for the urgent setting up of the Education Equalization Fund to fund free quality education for all and also 100% to salary rural attraction and retention allowance to motivate and keep quality and experienced educators in the rural areas to expedite development of education. Isaka murutora neje free education for all ne education equalization fund iyo ichava homwe ichange ichi yakanangana neje kubadarira munhu wese muzvikoro ichava kupi mari yacho zvichafambiswa sei apa.
Ndinotenda mari iyo kubhadhara iyo yetinayo ndinoda kuti ndikupe muenzaniso wekuti kunyika yakaita seNamibia tisagadzoka kunokumba mwana wese anoenda kuchikoro kuprimary nekusekondari anongosungirwa kuti azitengere uniform chete mari inenge yabhadharwa nehurumende. Tichidzoka kunokumba tikada kuedza tichikalkuleta vana vedu neuwandu hwavo nemari yatinoda kuti tivabhadharire muzvikoro zviri basic zvekuti vana vese vaende kuchikoro tikamira matrip matatu ekuenda kuSingapore kunoitisa kana kusikero kuendesa mwana kusikero kana kungoti munhu anotariswa maziso kuti aidii tombongotora mari toti gwendo kunotoda kuchengeta mari iyoyi yematiri matatu tibhadhare dzidzo inokwana kubhadhara dzidzo yevana vose vetemu imwe chete. Mari tinayo chatinongoda kugadzirisa mapriorities edu toziva zvakatikoshera senyika toziva kuti kuinvesta mudzidzo kusimudzira nyika nekuti vana vatiri kupa njere ava tidi kuti tirasikirwe ndidzimwe njere dzichatadza kuenda kuchikoro dzinove njere dzadzichazovandudza upfumi hwenyika. Saka mari iripo muno yakawandisa tine upfumi huri muzvicherwa tine upfumi huri muzvirimwa zvedu tine upfumi potenge upfumi huri mumaindastry tikange tavhura taita taungadza upfumi hwedu zvakanaka tine upfumi hwakawandisa chinongodiwa kugadzira mapriorities edu zvakanaka chinongodiwawozve kuyakuisa ziso rekakazi rakasimba panyaya yekuti kamastructural adjustment chaiwo chaiwo kwete anaisa paya akatovandidzira upfumi hwedu togadzirawo domestic capital yakakura inokwanisa kuita kuti zvinhu zvedu zvese zviende mberi zvingave kudzidzo kana kune zveutano chaizvo.
Ndimboenda kuna mukoma pfunye Alista uyakhuluma umasara uri lapha ukhuluma inge free education for all okuyinto ehlala ikhulunywa ngabantu abaningi nje bathi imfundo ayimelanga ibe lempadalo ngokubona kwakho is that practical iyavela ngaphi imali?
ngokubona kwami ngibona ku practical ukuthi imfundo ingaba for free. Singakhangela selizweni okudisappear khona imali ezingange 15 billion US dollars. Siselizweni uprofessor uminister for Twitter and Zanu PF faction ekwazi ukuthengela izinduna amabhayisikili ngemali yama students. So lokhu kuyatshengisela ukuthi imali ikhona kodwa abaprioritize lapho meli channelwe khona. Singakhangela ukuthi ku 15 billion ya disappear. Let's say sathatha 5 billion sayichannela into education. Sathatha vis-a-vis le mali ezimdef sahlanganisa. The 110 possibilities ukuthi singa-achieva i-free education for all. So ngibona ubaba Masara Ure ebuye lo mqondo omuhle njalo ngiyamsupporta ngokuthi kwakhona i-government yehluleka uku-prioritize.
We have lost Alistair Funye there. But nevertheless, we still have Mr. Masara Ure. And for those who've just tuned in, this is Studio 7. And the program is The Connection. Today we are focusing on schools opening amid the continuing, the enduring cash crisis, which has reportedly resulted in many parents failing to access cash from the banks to pay for their kids. Coming back to you, Mr. Masara Ure, going forward, how do we address all the problems that you are pointing out? How do we secure and make sure our education sector rises to the levels where it once was?
Well, thank you so much for that question. We have over the years been demanding for reforms from the incumbent government. But what they have been doing is the complete opposite of what we always expected from them. And they are continuing to run towards the abyss. They are dragging our education sector towards the hell. So it's now incumbent upon the citizens of Zimbabwe to really come together and choose another government that can run the republic. And obviously, they must also be reading through the manifestos of those who will be claiming that they can lead this country better. Some of the key points to note is to realize that we don't need neoliberalism in this country. We don't need pro-capitalist policies in this country because they can only do us more harm. So if we go towards election season, I would urge fellow citizens to register to vote. And when they register to vote, they must make sure that they will vote for a government that will be able to really plan for education, to plan for an education system that is competitive globally, to plan for an education system that can address the challenges that we face as a country. So at the end of the day, it is really time for Zimbabweans to collectively agree that the current regime has failed to run not only the education sector, but all these spheres of our lives, from the economic and the broader social issues, including health and other social issues, housing and other amenities. So it is time for us to be changing the government, finding an alternative, and coming together and designing policies that work for our country.
Regime change is the solution, says Mr. Masara Ure there. I'm not the one who's saying that. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Masara Ure. Sithathe umlaleli eMzansi Tore Mtereri South Africa vamoyo. Makadi mkomo wangu.
Ndinosimba makadize.
Aiwa tinofara kurisei ku South Africa.
Ah, kuri nani zvako?
Mainzwa nyari mugango nasi.
Ya nyati kuinzwa but ini ndinoona kuti tinofanira kutongodzingwa hurumende iri kutonga izvozvi kwete kudzinga vana kuchikoro.
Saka inodzingwa nani?
Nyika ndo iri kuba mari saka vanhu ndati vanhu vaone pi mari iyo hurumende ikasa mari mubhengi vanhu vashai mari saka vanokudzingirei vana vechikoro vanoti mari tinoiwane pi.
Asi hurumende yacho inogara ichitaura wani kuti hapana mwana anofanira kudzingwa kuchikoro, asi zvikoro zvinongodzinga vana zvisinei.
Aiwa, izvo zvinotaurwa parali kuti hakuna mwana anodzingwa kuchikoro. Ko tinongonzwa vachingoti vanhu havafani kurohwa nekuti havasapotisa bato riri kutonga izvino, asi vanhu vanongorohwa, hapana anosungwa. Ukatoripota iwarohwa ndiwonotosungwa. Saka iyi pati inofanira itongoendeswa iyi zvachose, inyure zvachose, because ukatarisa indoshaya kuti vanonzi ndo vanovasapota vacho ndevapi, nekuti tese tinongodzingirwa vana kuchikoro. Hakunzi mwana wesapotes anhu ngaasari kuchikoro, asi vanhu vanosarasa vanongosapotera kusapotera bato doro chete raunotengerwa musumwe chete werali chete.
Aiwaunoona
kuti vanhu vakafa pfungwa chaiko chaiko, chipati chinofanira kutongoenda ichi.
Aiwa, tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu vamoyo.
Neni ndinotendawo.
Alistair, how do we move forward? How do we fix our broken education sector?
I think moving forward, it is incumbent to the people and the citizens of Zimbabwe to join hands as we are going towards 2018 election, to really take it upon themselves to decide and listen to these politicians. But what is fundamental is that, number one, we don't want a geocrat government. Number two, we don't want dictatorship. Number three, we want a government for the people, by the people, that represent and obey the principles that they were elected to power. We need a government also that will consider reviving industry, will consider reviving education. Because why we want industry to be revived, we also have students that go on attachment. And looking at the economy which is being run by zombie economies, has resulted to students being more of volunteers, offering their services, not being paid anything. So I think it is incumbent that all young people go and register to vote when it comes to 2018.
Ngamafitshane nxa ubabu Jonathan Moyo lalelo kwamanje, ngoba ngichilo, you know, he's a practical man, he's a problem solver as far as I've seen him in action. Maye lalele ngamafitshane, kuyini ongafuna kulungisise ngokuphuthuma?
Lalele ekulungisise, number one, ikukhipha i-attachment fee. Number two, you will keep in medical aid, because in medical aid, most of our students are 7 visits, but 7 say and give. Number three, you will shoot at the field. So it is very three, and it does limited. Then number four, you will take kindly the Utah and accommodation within our campus aid.
And that brings us to the end. Thank you there, Alistair. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga. And that brings us to the end of our show, but we still have a minute on the clock, which I'd like to use to remind you that the voter registration process will soon commence. As you'd know by now, President Robert Mugabe has proclaimed that voter registration should start this week on Thursday, that's the 14th. Of course, I understand there is litigation being taken by Tendai Biti and Monzora, if I'm not mistaken, over that case, but we don't know how it will play out. However, for now, be on standby. Zek has said that they might not start registering people on the day because they are still waiting for the machines. But here's the bottom line. Hlalani lilindile, sisuke yahlala garayi maka gazirira kunyoreza kuvota. And that does it for us. Thank you there, Thandeko Zintimkandla, Alistair Funye, Obet Masaraure, and Mr. Raymond Majongwe. We tried but failed to connect with you. Mafone nyari kuneza mkoma wangu. Good night, Zimbabwe. Lila lezulukandaba. Amtunga milinkomo.